You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Two Amigos. My name is Carter Melrose, and this is the DolphinsTalk.com Podcasting Network. Hello, Jorge. Hello, buddy. What's up?
Hey, Carter. How you doing, man? I hate to say it, but you know I'm going to have to start saying
it. You don't have to start the show with saying it.
I told you.
That's not worth it.
Yeah, because it's when we talk about, you know, last week's game and stuff like that. Just, I told you we were going to lose against the Jaguars.
Yeah, but I think you were just being, I thought you were just being negative.
No, I made a full-on analysis of why we're going to lose it. You were just like, you know, oh, no, you're not, it's not going to happen.
I didn't think it would happen because it's the most embarrassing loss that I've ever lived through in my entire life.
But I've got to tell you something. Knowing we were going to lose made it less painful.
Okay. I'm glad that you were okay with it. I wasn't. And the rest of Dolphins Nation definitely wasn't.
No, I'm not saying
wasn't.
I was okay with it. It was embarrassing. It just hurt less because I knew it was going to happen. I had to prepare.
Can I pause right there before we move on? We do all the Dolphin stuff.
Yeah.
Because I got to talk about my dating life, okay? Because this is way more important than the 1-5 Dolphins at this point, Jorge.
Are you 1-10 on your dating life?
I'm 0-40. You can't even roast me because I suck at dating. So I went on a date last night, two nights ago, and it was the worst time ever. And then at the end of the date, I went in for a kiss, and then we kissed, and it was like kissing my grandmother.
Wait. If it was the worst time ever,
yes.
Why are you going in for a kiss?
To salvage it. To salvage the date. To save it. It's like when you have a kid in your marriage, to save your marriage. That's the same thing. And it did not work. It was awful. And we're moving on. You know what I mean? We're moving on. I'm going to do more dates. But that was my date from last
year. Yeah, I'm going to, on our Twitter account, Two Amigos Podcast, I'm going to just put up Carter's dating profile in case anyone's interested.
I would appreciate that. I really would. I would appreciate that. You know, at this point, I'll take
what
I can get.
He's a good kid. I swear to you, he's not ugly. If you look at him, he's like Matt Damon's little brother. He can actually grow a beard. He's funny. He's smart unless you ask him to do math. We just had a whole thing about 37 times 2 before we started recording. but no, he's a great guy. You're what, 6'1"?
I'm 6'1", 6'2". Yeah.
He's tall. You know, he's above that 6-foot threshold that a lot of people ask for on their dating profiles.
Here's the only issue, Jorge. I think that only men are going to be listening to our show.
I don't think so. I think we also have women female fans.
Okay, maybe. And if the male fans are listening, let me date your daughter. Let me date your daughter. Okay.
Yeah, that's you never say that.
What? I'm a Christian. I'm a nice little boy. Okay. I don't know. Well, we'll see. Okay. we'll see how the inbox is.
I'll vouch for Carter. I promise I'll vouch for Carter. He's great. He's a Dolphins fan. He lives in Iowa, so you're never going to see him in Miami.
No, it's okay. Long distance relationships are fine, even if it's in Florida, even if it's in like,
you know, there's
Hong
a
Kong.
Saying in Spanish. There's a saying in Spanish, which is long distance relationship means all four people in it are happy.
All four. Oh, because there's cheating.
Yeah. Took you a while there, buddy.
I've never heard that before. That sounds awful. Whatever. I don't know. Let's get back to the 1-5 Dolphins. I don't care. You know what I mean? What's worse at this point? We have to debate. My dating life or the Miami Dolphins? And I almost want to say the Miami Dolphins.
I'm going to say the Miami Dolphins, but you're not going to like the reason why.
Okay, tell us why. Tell us why
we actually had expectations for the Dolphins.
Oh, that was awful. Moving on. I'm not letting you talk anymore. You are such an ass. All right. You know, let's go to the headlines. All right. But actually, before we go to the headlines, I had an overarching cue here, just kind of like, where is this? What is the one thing you would say this team? Why is this team so bad? I want to know, because I feel like I look at through this roster, I'm just like, okay, it's a pretty good roster. I look through this coaching staff, and you'd say, oh well, you like Flo and you trust Flo normally. I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, but
wrong,
let me stop you there. All right, you look at the coaching staff and you say, oh, you like Flo, And we like Gerald Alexander on the defensive staff, right? Who else do you like?
Nobody.
Who else has experience? So let me answer your question.
Yeah, okay.
That's the thing, right? And I posted it on Twitter and people liked it and people agreed with me, which is weird, by the way.
Now you're bragging, but
I'm not bragging. I got like 5 likes, by the way.
Okay.
But, you know, we cannot fire Flo because there's no one on the staff that has the experience to actually be a head coach, the interim head coach, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You look at the offensive staff, Charlie Fry, first year quarterbacks coach. First time in his career, he's an NFL quarterbacks coach. Eric Stutzville, one of the two offensive coordinators. First time in his career, he's an OC. Grizzard, the wide receiver coach. He's a second year wide receiver coach, right? LaPierre, the offensive line coach. First year offensive line coach in the NFL. So you're basically having a coaching staff full of rookies, coaching a team that's full of third, second, and first year players. So if we want to get to the core of the issues, I think that's one, right? That's one. There's poor coaching and inexperienced coaching going on. Number two is that you have very few veteran leaders in that locker room, right? One of them is Jesse Davis, who I'm not sure why anyone would think he's like a great NFL leader or a great NFL player to be able to lead and share that wisdom. We kicked off Bobby McCain, and I get why. We've got two young rookies, two young safeties. One of them is a rookie, Devon Holland. You evicted Kyle Van Noy. I get that he had issues with the locker room. Okay. You evicted Eric Flowers, who was, you know, big factor for Andrew, for, you know, Jackson's, I was going to say Andrew Jackson, but that's another guy, right? Austin Jackson's development last year. So there's no veteran leadership on this team. There's no veteran coaching leadership on this team. And the stubbornness being displayed by this coaching staff, in the person of Brian Flores, who came out, you know, after the loss and say, I'm at peace with both fourth down calls, which we'll get on later. It's just concerning and it's disappointing. And right now you cannot look at this team and blame the players. You have to blame coaching and you have to blame the coaching decisions and the staffing decisions that were made by the man in charge, Brian Flores. And, you know, I love Flo. I love him.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's his position is salvageable at the end of the season, unless we see a huge turnaround. They win like every game here and out straight, and they beat the Bills, or they have one of those marquee games, and they're actually in a position to push for a playoff spot at the end. But even that, you know, the staffing decisions, the slow start, the stubbornness, and under Einstein's definition, the stupidity of this team. Mm-hmm. Because being stupid is, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Oh, that's actually being insane. But yes, the same. I had to correct you at least once. But yeah, you're right. You're right. We're doing the same things over and over again.
I mean, why are we running? And I'm not gonna go ahead. I'm not gonna, you know, go ahead on the show. But I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, jump ahead on the show. That's what I mean. I'm still on the show for now, at least.
I know what you're gonna say. So I won't. I'll just segue you there in a second. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, let's. I think that's the issue right now with the team.
Okay. So
but what do you think it is, though?
Me?
Yeah.
You haven't been handing Miles Gaskin the ball enough. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. At this point, there's many problems.
I mean, Miles, you know, he didn't play well last week.
Yeah, I know. Well, Pilardi's bad too. So the punter and Miles Gaskin, those are my two big. I'm kidding. I really don't know. That's why I asked, honestly. But here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll ask you then. You think that's the issue. What would you rather be in the same exact situation? You just flip-flop everything. Would you rather be in the Jets situation or the Dolphins? 1-5. They're both 1-5, I think.
Oh, that's a hard one.
And they have a new starting quarterback who has a gun.
I'm going to say Jets, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Becky Becton.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You will need a premier offensive lineman in this league. And I understand Becton came in a bit overweight, and he started slow, and the injuries, blah, blah, blah. But he's looked better since.
That's true.
And you cannot look at him and say, oh, no, he's a bust, right? On the other side, you look at our first round offensive lineman, who now we switched from a premier position of left tackle to the most definitely not a premier position of left guard.
Yeah.
to try to salvage his career. And even then, he's struggling. He's still in the top 10 of pressures allowed, which, by the way, we have two other players in that, you know, top 10. So, yeah, I think I you look at the Dolphins, you look at the Jets, and it's hard, but I think they've got a better premier players right now other than quarterback.
Isn't that just insane to say that at six games into this season, but dude, you might want to be the Jets instead of us. You might want to be the Jets.
Yeah, but you know, you just lost to the Jaguars, who had lost 20 straight, and who had Urban Meyer coaching them. And who,
he's a good college coach.
Yeah, but and you lost not only because they have, you know, they're a better team right now. You also lost because you handed it to them.
That's true. So that's a good point.
And, you know, there's, and it's, you know, I know why you asked with the Jets, but, you know, obviously the other point of comparison is the Chargers, right? They were sixth last year in the draft. We were fifth. We both went rookie quarterbacks. I still think we made the right decision with a quarterback, and I'll tell you why. But you listen to Brandon Staley talk. You listen to that humility, the openness to learn, the caring for the players, and just the passion out there. And that's something we had with Flo year one that we don't have anymore. And I've been talking about it since week two, by the way. And you can go back in the shows and you can go back on my timeline and you'll find it there. There's something off with this team. Oh, and by the way, to all the Dolphins outlets that are like, oh yeah, we discovered that there was something wrong. We've been saying it since week two.
Yeah, right?
And we're not out there on Twitter just fighting over it, because I saw, you know, a number of publishing, you know, that are not Dolphin stock, a number of outlets yesterday just fighting on who was the first one to say it. I was like, guys, we've been saying it since week two. It's just, you know,
it's whatever. Okay, well, you know what?
I'm just throwing this out there.
I know. I'd rather be the Chargers. I'd rather be the Jets. At this point, I'd rather be Alabama, the college team. I'd rather be, you know.
Well, yeah, they're winning, right?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. But let's do this. We'll move on to the first headline and the most important headline. Let's talk about this for the 73rd time this season. And this is so exciting. Watson, Deshaun Watson, the Houston quarterback, is officially a Miami Dolphin for the 73rd time this season. I'm so glad. Welcoming in, you know, and it's really very, very exciting stuff. I actually want to start with this because I know you'll have some thoughts on it as well. And maybe more emotionally charged thoughts on it. So let me start with it and then you can go with it.
So I was having a great day yesterday.
Yeah, I know. It was a pretty good day yesterday for me too.
Day. I was, you know, I was working. It was a light day, you know, putting things out there. I was finishing grading the papers for the high school class that I teach in Monday mornings. They were doing well-ish.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I see one of the guys I respect in the NFL, a very good insider from Houston, John McClain. Not that John McClain before you start, you know, Googling Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And he says the Dolphins and the Texans are basically finalizing a deal for Deshaun Watson, and they'll have it done by the end of the week.
Okay, so let me start with it, Jorge. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I know that you just hate this situation overall. I want to just be the guy to say this, okay? Not just because it's our show name, all right? We're the Two Amigos and we don't want Tua gone. This is the one thing I will say is the season is over. The season is over. I don't want to be that guy to put like icing on the cake a little bit. You just got to enjoy the next 12 games of Miami Dolphins because that's all you're going to see, all right? I don't even know if we have 12 or 11. It's 11, okay.
It's a 17 game season.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Enjoy the next 12 games of the Miami Dolphins season because that's all you'll see.
Wait, are we one
either way? What?
We're 1-5, right?
We're 1-5. So it is 11. I was right, 11. And you're dumb. Okay. So moving on.
Finally, you get credit.
I got you. So this is what I'll say. Enjoy the next 11 games. That's all you're going to see. And who would you rather see? You would rather see Tua develop a little bit and just see what we got there. And, you know, not regret it on a trade. And then, you know, let's say the organization still wants to trade after he gets cleared way down the road. Maybe that's okay.
But these will never, next 11 games, I promise you right now, Deshaun Watson's not going to save us. He is not the savior of the day. He's not going to come in and fix this entire organization from the top to the bottom. It's not going to happen. And even if he came in and somehow rattled off, 10, 11 straight, we're still vying for a wild card spot. So with an absolute perfect margin of error, we are still going to miss the playoffs, dude. So really start thinking about if you want to throw away all of your morals to miss the playoffs. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Go on, Jorge.
I mean, you basically, hit the nail on the head there. And I agree with you and everything you said.
Yeah.
As always, I've got your back. but
of course,
let me add something else, right? And it's not adding, it's just expanding on something, right? Tua has played less than 17 games in his career for the Dolphins.
Yep.
Right? If you watched the Jacksonville game, and you came away with the idea of, oh, the quarterback is a problem with this team.
Yeah.
Then I've got some advice to you. Go watch basketball. Go watch baseball. Go watch golf. Go play tic-tac-toe with someone. Because football's not for you. Okay? Right. Tua played well. And he elevated the play of those around him. If you saw this offense with Jacoby Brissett and you saw this offense with Tua, it's not that the offensive line all of a sudden improved and there was no pressures. It was that Tua was evading the pressure and was making them look better, right? Yes, he had that bad pick. But, I mean, we've seen that sort of picks from Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Rodgers, Justin Herbert. And I'm not saying he's at their level. I'm just saying one bad pick does not a quarterback make.
Yeah.
All right, that's one. Okay,
that is fair.
Number two, this franchise has been the worst possible environment to develop a young quarterback. If you're a book of all the things you should not do to develop a quarterback, they've been going one by one, just systematically going down that list.
Checking the boxes.
Yeah. I'm very disappointed in the way Flores has handled the Tua, right? And if they go and do this trade, and I'll go into the morals of it and the stupidity of it in a second, but if they go ahead and do this trade, I guarantee you we're going to see Tua succeed anywhere he goes because he's that sort of kid and he's going to succeed no matter what.
Yeah, I think he'll succeed. We don't know if he'll be an all-out superstar, but he'll definitely be good.
Yeah, and this franchise is going to regret it just like we regret passing on Drew Brees those two times and all of the other things we regret. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me go to the stupidity side of it. Okay, you've got a guy that's been accused by 22 women in a civil suit and by three other women who have filed criminal complaints and affidavits with the police that are not part of the civil suit, meaning that they don't care about the money. They're not in it for reparations against them. They are in it because something wrong was done to them. And they don't want it to see happen to anyone else. Okay. So before you come at me and tell me, oh, the suits are just about money and it's because he's an athlete, shut up. Okay.
Right.
It's not about that. Okay. Second, if you're one of those people that says, oh, it's because he's an athlete, go talk to any woman, and ask them how much you have to pay them for them to make a false sexual assault allegation against a superstar, knowing they're going to be dragged through the mud. Okay, because that's the kind of society we live in. Okay.
Right.
I guarantee you, 9 out of 10 says there's not enough money in the world.
Yep. I agree.
Okay. And finally, and this is, just to finish up, Brian Flores said, we like people with high character. Chris Greer has been preaching that since day one. Right. And my friend Tim on Twitter said, we're about to see their true colors because if they make this trade, then all of that was just for show.
Right.
Okay. And yeah. I don't want that guy anywhere near my franchise until he's completely cleared of everything. Right. Because if he is, then great. He's a great athlete. He's a great quarterback. Yes. Any team's going to want him. Okay. But until that is cleared, I want him nowhere near my team.
Okay.
And so honestly, I want Twitch to succeed and I want Twitch to succeed as a Dolphin.
Okay, so let me ask you this question then, and this is a tweet straight from one of the DolphinsTalk.com greats, Big E.
tweeted this morning, and it is an interesting question, honestly. He tweeted, can you be a fan of a team while at the same time not support the ethics of a player slash players of that team? Which is really the big question here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think the answer to that is yes. Yes, you can. And there's an ongoing debate about, you know, separating the man from the piece of art, or from the, you know, from the masterpiece, if you will.
Sure.
And the same goes with, but here's the thing. It would be one thing to be cheering for a team and then have one of the players accused, you know, one of the players in that team accused of doing something and having, oh, well, can I support him? It's a whole other thing, for me at least, to actively go and pursue that player as a team when those accusations are out there.
Right.
For me, it's different, right? So to answer your question is, if the Dolphins are actively pursuing Watson and they go and get him with all this, me personally, me, Jorge, I could not be a fan of this team for a while at least.
Right.
And I was thinking about this yesterday, and this basically ruined my day. It's a lot of my identity as a football fan is a Dolphins fan. And a lot of what defines me as a person is, you know, that I love football and that I talk football with my father-in-law and with my, you know, with everyone, basically. All right. So I'm just going to be a fan of the game and not a fan of the Dolphins. Right. Which sucks. But that's my personal position. And I understand I'm not going to tell other people how to be a fan. Everyone makes their own decisions. For me, if the Dolphins go out and get Watson, for me, that's, you know, a bridge too far, and I couldn't support his team, at least until he's cleared. But even then, they would always be the team that went after a guy that had those accusations over a guy that they had on the team that is high character. And let's talk about what we're talking about here as well, by the way. If this move goes on right now, before the deadline, it's just a cowardly move by Flores and Greer, where they scapegoating Tua for their own failures.
Yeah, and I saw you tweet that, and I obviously sort of agree with that. Yeah, what I think my position on that question is...
Yeah, go ahead.
...is that I would say that, you know, morally speaking, I've heard a lot of these murmurs of hey, it's a money thing, you know what I mean? It's about business, and, like, you know, you're not supposed to put yourself, you're not supposed to look at the person because it's a business, right? It's a business. Don't take it so personally. And obviously, you don't realize who created that idea. It's the people who don't care about others. That's the people that came up with, it's business, it's not personal. It's, I don't care who I hurt as long as I'm making money. That is literally who came up with that phrase. It's not something that we universally should hold to our hearts.
Yeah.
So in that way, it is tough. If somebody came up to you, your boss or whatever, and I've been using this analogy a lot with my friends, if your boss came in and is like, hey, you're getting a $30,000 bonus, here's the kicker. Here's the kicker here. Our business is doing great. But also, over in China, we are using sweatshops to make our business succeed. And you're like, okay, now I don't know if I should accept this 30 grand. I don't know if I should be a part of this business. It is tough to really, like, go through those waters. I guess you can look at, just watch the sport and say, wow, what a beautiful sport, of course. Or there's a lot of masterminds in all types of professions that you love, like you said, separating the masterpiece from the master or whatever it might be. So I don't know. This is one of those things where when it happens, we have to make our own judgments as a person, but we shall see.
Yeah, I'm with you. And let me just go into the football side just for a quick second, which obviously is second to everything you just said. How stupid do you have to be as a general manager to go and trade for a player that's probably going to be suspended for 1 year, at least?
For sure. He's going to be suspended. It's going to happen.
I mean, he's going to be suspended no matter what, because it's, you know, detrimental to the league, and, you know, there's a big focus on it, and they need a distraction from everything that Snyder's doing, right?
Well, I guess they're betting on that Deshaun Watson in 2 years is better than Tua playing 2 years. Yeah. So,
by the way, I will say this. As far as I understand, and with the things that we're looking, there's a 50-50 chance Deshaun Watson never plays again.
I mean, yeah, that's possible. I don't know if it's 50-50. I think he'll probably get off with this.
I don't know, because there's so many, you know, crimes being indicted. And you never know what's going to happen with one of those federal cases. Because, yes, he's under investigation for a federal case of human trafficking. Okay?
True.
So, how stupid do you have to be to make that trade? Seriously, how stupid do you have to be to make a trade that is going to cost you whatever, but it's also going to mean that you're going to evict your young, promising quarterback out of town? And yeah, you can get those picks back because they're going to be protected or whatever. You're never going to get Tua back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, it would be a stupid decision by Chris Greer. And it would be a cowardly decision if he decides to scapegoat a kid that has nothing to do with his own failures as a general manager.
Yeah, no, I saw a lot of people kind of slapping back on these rumors by saying it would be so, so dumb. And so there you go. We got to move on because we have to make this a short little show.
Let's go. Go ahead. Let's go.
As primo classes are coming, but we shall move into we have maybe two, three more little segments, and then we got to call it a day. This next one is a little bit lighthearted. It's called Stealing Travis Wingfield's Mailbag Questions That He Definitely Isn't Going to Use. Okay. So okay. Travis always posts on Twitter each week. He's like, I got a mailbag episode coming up. Post your questions. And I just took scraped three from it that I know he's not going to use. So it's okay. He will use them instead.
It'd be great to have Travis on the show, right?
Yeah, I'd have Travis on the show, but he works for the Dolphins, so he will not answer these questions.
Yeah, I don't think he's allowed to come on the show.
Yeah, he definitely can't come on the show either. But here we go. Okay, the first one, and just give me some quick answers on all these.
Yeah, it'll be real quick.
Travis, when the Dolphins lose, would you describe the feeling more similarly to your dog dying or your girlfriend cheating on you?
I've had both of those happening, and anyone making that comparison clearly hasn't. So yeah. When the Dolphins lose, it's just a sucky feeling, and it's going to ruin an hour, 2 hours from your day, and then hopefully you're moving on because it's still just a game. And it sucks. And I'm the first one to be in a bad mood when they lose, but I'm hopefully only in a bad mood for, 2 hours or something.
I would say at this point, it's neither because I'm so numb. Right? It's
and
neither.
You've never had a girlfriend to cheat on you, hopefully.
I have had girlfriends not. Oh, they haven't cheated on me. I thought you're roasting me.
I was saying something nice. I've had a former girlfriend actually cheat on me. So,
oh wow,
I'm gonna tell you, it's nothing like it. And my dog died in April.
Oh my god.
So yeah, it's nothing like it, guys. Seriously.
Okay, well, there's your answer from a guy that knows all of them.
That was the lighthearted note from
from the guy that knows all of them. he says it's nothing. It's not even comparable. Okay. Second one is 22 sexual assault allegations bad.
I'm trying not to swear. I swear.
Is it bad though? Jorge, what do you think?
Who the fuck asked that question?
It was just
yes,
a random
yes,
golf
it's
fan.
Bad. Yes. Yes. It's very bad.
Okay, I guess that's your opinion, I don't know.
You say it's not bad?
No, of course I say it's bad, Jorge. I'm being sarcastic.
Okay, I'm just, people cannot see your face right now, so I'm just putting it out there, man.
Jesus it is.
Christ, Dan Marino.
All right, moving on to the third question, because we the last two, we've hit them out of the park. All right, so the last one, Travis... and I have no idea what this is. I just kind of threw this in there because I needed three. Travis, I took too many blue chews. What do I do next? So, Jorge, what do you do?
Is blue chews Viagra?
I don't know, honestly. maybe it's a sponsor of a show.
As much as I understand is that, if you take those things and you're taking a nitro for the heart, you probably need to go to hospital right now. And if you're not taking nitro for the heart, but the effect has lasted for more than 4 hours, please go to a hospital as well. once again, this is not a show and we do not give medical advice, but I think it's pretty safe to say do not take more medications than it's prescribed.
Yeah, okay, so I don't know what blue chews are, but I looked them up just as you were speaking about Viagra, and it's like a teeth cleaning product.
Oh,
so it's not Viagra.
Still, don't take it more than you should, right?
That's probably fair, honestly. I'm glad that you took it in that direction, that it was Viagra. Okay, so let's move on to the Golden Glove debate hour, as Jorge and I like to debate a little bit. So here's the first one, and you've probably seen this all around town. It's what Chris Carter said about Tua. And so on Tua, he says, he's a nice guy, but he can't be a quarter. He can't be my quarterback moving forward. I got to be able to make the trade. I've got the picks. I'm going to get my guy. Do you know the reason why? Because I can't replace that whole offensive line. But if I trade for Deshaun Watson, I can have a bad offensive line and he can get around it. He can get around with it.
Just like Tua got around with it against the Jaguars?
Well, the Jaguars aren't very sharp on defense, I'd say.
They do have a good defensive line, though. And let me say this. They were creating pressure.
That's true.
They created pressure 20 times or something. That's the stat I saw. And he was moving around in the pocket, and he was completing passes, and he was moving this team downfield. So I think Chris Carter is wrong on this one.
You think he's wrong? I think he definitely obviously, the reason that Tua was out for three games and the reason that we're 1-5 in the first place, because if Tua plays, we beat the Raiders, we beat the Colts, in my opinion. I know you might have a different opinion there. But the reason that happened is because we couldn't protect Tua, and then someone destroyed his stomach, his little abdomen area. So,
you're really bad at anatomy, but dude.
His ribs. Okay. His ribs, yeah. I guess.
Above the abdomen.
Yeah, I don't know. Somewhere on his body, he was crippled with it.
And clearly, Carter goes to the gym often and knows how to work out, people.
He hurt his toe, I think. The reason he got hurt was because of the offensive line. So it is, I'm not sure that Deshaun Watson breaks that tackle, but I also, only football speaking, have seen Deshaun Watson break things like that. Not to say that he would win, he would obviously win a couple more games than Tua, but it wouldn't matter. So I think this is a null point, but I think he is right that Deshaun Watson would be better with this line than Tua is. I think that's fair.
So, yeah, I mean, we're saying that Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback right now than Tua is. Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, yeah. And also he moves around a lot cleaner. I mean, he's light on his feet. He's a runner. Yeah. So,
I mean, I don't know. I think Tua's looked agile and he looked, light on his feet last week and he was twitchy and I like that. I also understand that Deshaun Watson is bigger. And he's going to be able to take some bigger hits because of it. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Right. I think that's probably fair. Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I will say this. I do think that with the resources the Dolphins are talking about moving for a quarterback and just going on the column that I think was published by PFN yesterday about, Stephen Ross, 82 years old, he's ready to see this team win before he passes away. With the resources that we're talking about to get Deshaun Watson, you can most definitely rebuild your offensive line.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely can. So, yeah. Okay, well then let's move on to the second debate here of the Golden Glove debate hour, and then we have to move on to the upcoming game. I just forgot that we were playing the Falcons. I just thought the season was over, but we're gonna still play football. is it time to rebuild the boat or the sails, Jorge? AKA, do we sell X Parker Fuller at the deadline,
or do we
do something more like? We fire the whole coaching staff going into the offseason. What do you think?
I think you do both. I think you call Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
Offer them X. I mean, you give them X and the team is, a lock for the Super Bowl, basically, right?
Yeah, that's true.
X is on a one-year contract. He wants a big payday to me, and people can disagree. He hasn't earned that so far. He's nowhere near the level he was last year.
X isn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. So yeah, I'm calling Arizona. I'm dealing X and I'm putting Noah out there to see what I have with Noah as an actual cornerback and not as a special teams player, which is where the Dolphins seem intent on evaluating him. Which by the way, I know he allowed some catches against the Jacks, but to me, he looked the part of a second year cornerback in this league. All right. I'm not concerned about Noah as other people are. He could be a bust. I'm not saying he isn't. I'm just saying I'm not that concerned with him either. Anyway, I'm calling people and I'm selling Devontae Parker because apparently we're riding with Preston Williams, although he was once again inactive and injured last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Fuller, I mean, he's on a one-year contract. I'm not sure anyone's going to give you much for him, but yeah. I'm getting resources because we traded away our own top five pick for Jalen Waddle, who I love, but we could have gotten Kadarius Toney or Elijah Moore in the second round. and gotten Rush on Slater with that pick. I'm just saying. So yeah, I'm acquiring picks, and if I'm Stephen Ross, I'm saying, okay, guys, you suck at developing offensive linemen, so I want you to allot three of these picks to trade for a veteran offensive lineman in the offseason for a good one. Okay. So you go and you get me three of good offensive linemen that I'm going to be able to, you know, use next year, right? Forget about, you know, picking young players. Let's go with the Rams way. Let's straight away our picks for the next 5 years. I don't care, but get me a winning team now.
Yeah, if you're trading some of your best players, are you going to be able to with a better offensive line?
Yeah, but okay, you are moving away from Xavier Howard, yes, but you've got Byron Jones on the other side. You've got Needham, and you know, I think it's easier to get a good cornerback. You're not going to get a great one like X sometimes is. We're going to get still a good one, right? Devontae Parker, I mean, I think we're going to move on from him anyways. I think you re-sign Mike Gesicki and you go for a faster wide receiver next year that's going to be able to complement Jalen Waddle, correct?
Yeah.
And, you know, Will Fuller hasn't really made an impact, so, you know, you're not losing anything there.
Okay, so then my rebuttal is that if you sell X, which a lot of people say if you don't pay off some of his contract, you're only going to get a third in the first place. You're not going to get something high. And if you're not going to get a first or, you know, quite possibly a first and a second or something like that for our best player, I don't want to do it. I would rather not do it. And also, I think this defense was a system defense last year. I don't think we were actually that. I don't think we had a top five talented defense. I just think our system was so nosy, and we had one good player and who got 10 picks last year. And so if we sell our only good defensive player, I mean, not our only good one, I suppose our only great one, our only one that makes a huge impact on a game is X. And if you sell him, then this defense is nothing. It's literally
nothing. But this defense is nothing either way, because this defense is not built to stop the run or to play the game when the game's even or they're behind in the game. This defense is designed to play when you're ahead.
Yeah, and we're never going to be ahead at
this. With this, yeah, so yeah. I'm training him.
Okay, that's a fair point. Parker, I wanted him out years ago. I have no idea why he's still on the team. I don't hate Devontae. He's just a jump ball guy.
You date him either.
I would date him. I would date him, but I wouldn't debate him. I'm done with this whole rhyming scheme. My point is, Devontae Parker, he's the one that he's a jump ball guy, but he drops 50% of his jump ball. So I'm just done with that guy. And Will Fuller, if he was on a 2-year contract, I think you keep him. But since it's a 1-year contract, $10 million, and he's not going to play basically the entire season, it feels like, you definitely got to shell him out because this guy is too much trouble. All right. Well, let's move on to our final segment, which is Dolphins Falcons. And I've called it Hellfire Matchups with Jorge. Did you bring any? I don't know. I didn't even tell you. I just hope you'd assume to bring some matchups.
Yeah, I've got Cordarrelle Patterson against front seven, essentially.
That's the running back?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's wild. Okay.
And he's playing well. And they're using him very well, actually. So, yeah, I think he's too athletic for front seven. I think you have to put him up with Javon Holland, which then means who are you going to put up with Kyle Pitts? Are you going to put Xavier Howard and Kyle Pitts? You know, I think that's going to be an interesting one. And, you know, Matt Ryan against Brian Flores and stuff. I think that this one, I'm not as sure as I was last week. Last week, I was sure we were going to lose. Mm-hmm. The Falcons are not so physical. And their defense, I don't think, is as threatening towards the Jacks was.
Right.
As the Jacks were, sorry. So, I mean, that's my first matchup. My second matchup is just, you know, our offensive line against their defensive line and giving Tua some time. I think that's going to be an even game. I don't think their defensive line is playing that well. Then again, they're playing against our offensive line, so they could just look great Sunday. I think that the third matchup I already talked about is Matt Ryan and his experience against that Dolphins defense, which hasn't looked good this year. So it's going to be a close matchup, guys. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't put money on the Dolphins. I also think that Brian Flores, once again, is getting outsmarted by his own decisions. The decision to have this bye week in week 14 in preparation for the playoffs instead of having it after the London trip, it's not looking good right now, is it?
No, it is not. It is not looking good. So those are your three matchups?
Yeah.
Okay. I like those. I honestly, I would say that the Falcons don't scare me at all. I just don't. They don't scare me, but the Jaguars didn't scare me and we lost. So it's one of those things.
Did the Dolphins scare anyone?
Did the Dolphins scare anyone? No, of course not. I mean, even when we were winning 9 straight last season, no one was scared of the Dolphins. Yeah. So,
and let me ask you this. Right now, your best possible record is 12-5, right?
Right.
Do you think we're beating the Bills?
We're not beating the Bills.
Okay. Do you think we're beating the Pats again?
It's at home, but we usually split with the Pats.
Okay. Are we beating the Jets twice?
We'll beat the Jets twice. I think we'll beat the Jets twice. I think that'll be fine.
Okay. Are we beating the Texans?
We're beating the Texans. We will lose to the Ravens, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not looking good, is it?
Yeah, I know. When you put it in that perspective, we have 8 losses.
Are we beating the Panthers? Are we beating the Panthers?
I don't know. If CMC's out, maybe. But probably he'll be back by that game.
I don't think we're beating the Panthers either way.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Do you think we're beating the Saints?
No, we'll probably won't beat the Saints.
All right. So we're beating the Jets twice. We're beating the Texans.
So in your opinion, that's like 10 losses almost.
I've got 4 wins. I'm not sure if I missed anyone, but you know, we're beating the Jets twice and we're beating the Texans.
And we'll beat the Falcons. So
we'll beat the Falcons. So that's 5 wins.
And then Giants. So I think we get 6 wins.
6 wins. 6 wins and 11 losses.
Probably. Yeah.
I don't think we're beating the Jets twice. I think we're beating them once.
Okay, so that's 5 wins. And we also don't have our first round pick, so it doesn't matter.
We have 1 first round pick, just not ours.
But yeah. It's not ours. Yeah, it's not ours. So the 49ers have to plummet, I guess. Well, once again, so somber. I'll finish off with Carter's 3, and then we got to do our predictions, and then we got to get out of here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Carter's 3 on the Dolphins-Falcons game. My first one is... watch anyone who Dolphins pass on in the draft to make a huge splash and make us regret it. And in this time, I'm talking Kyle Pitts. Not that Kyle Pitts would have saved our season or anything, but I think Kyle Pitts is going to be a Hall of Famer.
But he went before the Dolphins had actually the pick, right?
No, we would have got him if we would have stayed at 3. Or yeah. Was it? Yeah, we would have got him at 3 for sure. So I suppose we passed him in some way. We passed on him. We passed on Chase. And Chase is looking like he's going to be a superstar. So, I mean, there's 2 people. I think Waddle's going to still be good, but I don't know if it's 6 overall good. So there you go. I think Kyle Pitts is going to have his lunch on Sunday. The second thing is before this is what I wrote down. I can't name the Falcons starting running back, but I still know that he's going to absolutely fuck us. There's my first swear word of the show. Yeah. He's going to absolutely fuck us. I know it. And now I know that it's Cordell Patterson. I don't even care. Yeah, he's totally. He's going to get 150 yards on the ground.
Not for nothing. I have it on my fantasy team, by the way.
Okay, good. That's great. Anyone that's facing the Dolphins, put him on your fantasy team. Make a trade for him, whatever it takes, because you're going to get an amazing week out of it. The final one is, I think we should, as a bit, just put our special teams. That's Pilardi. That's Sanders. I think we should just play them as the offensive line this week, because I don't think it matters at this point. I really don't.
They're not going to be any worse than Jesse Davis.
That's what I'm saying. Just put Pilardi at LT, put Sanders at RT, and then just see how it goes. Honestly, see how it goes. I don't even know who our long snapper is. He's the new center.
Blake Ferguson.
Boom. Pop him in there. He's a plug and play guy. And, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to matter because they don't block anyways.
Yeah.
Such a sad show.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're still a fun show, right, guys? You like us? It's been somber, and we know it, but we're just trying to keep it fun for you guys.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so the prediction for the game, Jorge?
I don't want
to. You're going to pick that against them again, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I think it's going to be a... Has the game ever finished just like weird score, like, I don't know, like 16-16, something like that?
Oh, like a scoregami when it comes to a tie?
Yeah. I don't know. I think the Dolphins can actually score 3 touchdowns on this one. So I'm going to say, let's say 3 touchdowns on a field goal, so 24. I think the Falcons are going to score three touchdowns as well. So 24-21, maybe.
24-21. Sure. I don't even know what this team is anymore. So
I'm gonna go with the Dolphins on this one, just because if we lose, then people are definitely getting fired on Monday.
Yeah. I think if you lose, if you follow up a Jags loss to a Falcons loss, you definitely get fired. Yeah. Well, you'd expect. I think that the Dolphins.
Were you surprised that no one got fired after the Jags loss?
I was very surprised that there wasn't any. Nothing happened.
Yeah, there's no consequences, right? Yeah.
It was they're just like, oh well, that's, you know, any given Sunday, you know, the Jags won, but it was the most embarrassing loss I've ever sat through ever. Because there was not a moment in that game where I thought the Dolphins would lose.
So funny story, right? So me and my girlfriend, we had a wedding. We had to go on Monday, on Saturday. And it was in Mexico City. It was in Querétaro, which is like 2 hours away. And I was at the hotel and we didn't have I forgot to bring my laptop. And we have this device where we have the NFL Game Pass and we forgot it as well. So I was just like trying to find it. I couldn't find it. So I was streaming it on my phone, right? And usually when you're streaming on your phone, it freezes and you get frustrated and stuff like that. And it was happening. It was, you know, freezing and stuff like that, but I was not frustrated. It was just like, well, at least I'm not watching this. Right. And by the fourth quarter, I just told her like, okay, so we have to drive back. I didn't want it to get too late. I didn't want it to get traffic. So I was like, oh yeah, let's go. And they're going to go to overtime. The game was just tied. I was sure they were going to go to overtime. And I say like, hey, can you check? What was the score? And like, oh yeah, the Dolphins lost, right? 22-23. I'm like, okay, was it in overtime, right? She's like, no. I'm like, no, you're not checking it correctly. You know, you're supposed to see an OT. I'm like, she's like, I don't know a lot about football, and that this is my first time giving you like the play by play, but I swear to God, they lost in the fourth quarter.
No.
And I was like, well, that's a new level of disappointment. Okay.
You didn't even, and you didn't have to watch it, which is good. Honestly, it's good.
Yeah. But then I watched it when I got home and I was like, how stupid you have to be to make that play go, which we never talked about on the show, by the way. So let me just,
the fourth
say,
and one.
I know we're running out of time. Just let me say real this week.
Okay.
I'm not against you running it in that situation. Okay. But if you're going to run it, why are you running it from the shotgun? That's all I have to say.
It's fair. It was a terrible play. And then also you just throw away the game at that point too. Okay. So I'll say this on the Jags game too. And right before I give my Falcons prediction is that the loss was a lot like, you're playing Madden with your little brother and he's like 4 years old or I don't know, 6 years old. You're playing Madden with your little brother and the entire game long, you know, you can beat him. He's not very good at the game, but you're just kind of, you know, oh, I'm going to throw him a little interception. Just give him a little interception. And by the time it came to the fourth quarter, you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose to my little brother. And you're like, oh my gosh. And you gave him too many chances and you gave him like all of this. We're just going to play to your level type energy that you lost to your little brother. That's what it felt like, that you just, you were trying to lose the whole game and then you did. I don't know.
Yeah. And this is going to be my final thought of the game. You know, there's this saying that's fate's worst joke is that you meet the right person at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And I just read it yesterday.
It's a beautiful quote.
It's a deep quote. And I feel that's going to happen with Brian Flores. And I'm going to tell you why. He's making a lot of mistakes that you cannot keep him on the job, right? Like he's not going to learn from those mistakes unless there's a big consequence like him getting fired. But whatever he goes next, he's going to be a great head coach. And it's one of those things where our hands are tied because if we keep him in the position, it's going to take him longer to learn and he might never learn those lessons. Mm-hmm. So he's never going to be a great head coach for you. So, you know, it's one of those things that the right person, the wrong time, it's just, And I'm starting to think this franchise is cursed, by the way. We have to start going into that. And that's going to be a topic in our next show.
I don't think we're cursed. We'll argue it in the next ep. But I predict Dolphins over Falcons at this point. If they lose, though, that's fine. I mean, it's fine. I'm honestly like, I'm at the point, I just want to watch Tua play football. Like I want to watch Tua play football all season long with Waddle. And then that's literally all I care about. And if we lose a lot of games, but Tua shows some flashes, maybe give me just one bomb to Waddle this entire season and I'll be happy. Dolphins win 3-0. I don't know. Something like that.
By the way, Carter, do you think we should start like telling our Dolphins fans like other games that they could watch? Like the Dolphins play at one, right? So after the one game, they could watch Dan Campbell, you know, going against the Rams, which I think is going to be an upset for the Lions.
Yeah, that could be a decent game, honestly.
Tell
them what 1 o'clock games that they could watch instead of the Dolphins one, too.
Oh, 1 o'clock games? Are we not watching the Dolphins anymore?
Well, in case they don't want to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of great games at one. But okay. You could watch Chiefs-Titans. That's going to be a great game. If the Chiefs lose this one, they're in trouble.
No, Chiefs-Titans is definitely a better game than the Dolphins-Falcons. So maybe watch that instead. And
we'll keep you updated. We'll keep you updated on this show and on the Twitter account.
Okay, guys. This has been Two Amigos. We will be back after the 10 winning streak we're about to get on. Okay. No, we'll probably be back every single week, but that's all we got. Say goodbye, Jorge.
See you guys. Hope you have a great weekend. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. And this was, the Dolphins Talk Network.